Welcome to Lanyap. I'm Corey Crow, here today with Anna Catherine Thompson with the City of West Monroe. We're talking about the River Rat Paddle Challenge. Anna Catherine, you like to paddle?
Now, I personally have never paddled, but I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity just being able to fundraise for the Ace Charter School, being able to fundraise for the Caroli Foundation. I've seen all the pictures. I've seen all the content. It looks like a super awesome day, so I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Now, this paddle race on the Ouachita River is encouraging folks to come out, bring their kayaks.
Yes.
When is it?
So it will be Saturday, September 19th. We will start with the adult races. That'll kick off at Joe Bob's. And then as far as our Minnie Mouse race for youth participants, that will kick off at Forsyth, but they will both end at Lazar Park.
So it's about 7 miles or so from Joe Bob's up the Darbone Bayou.
Yes.
Down the Ouachita River, kind of catch up with everybody. Mm-hmm. The short race starts at Forsyth, and then everybody ends up at Lazar.
Absolutely.
Tell me about this race. I know a lot of fun that goes along with it.
Absolutely.
And I understand there's even a lot of different awards.
Yes, there will be lots of different awards. There's one for like Team Spirit, one for, I believe it's called Speedy Gonzales. That'll be our fastest race. And then we also will recognize the largest team of participants. So lots of fun. You know, we're really excited for the community to get involved, to really take ownership in it. So this is actually the 10th annual. So it's really exciting to see it come back year after year. So it's going to be an awesome day.
I'm looking at some of the awards. The Speedy Gonzales Award goes to the team that is able to finish the course, the team, the fastest.
Yes.
Times will be calculated on the third member of each team's time as they cross the finish line.
There we go.
So you got to have a team to do that one.
Yes.
Somebody smells like a river rat. The I Smell Like a River Rat Award, I would give that to the smelliest team.
That's what I would
After all the paddling, but I don't think so. It's the spirit of the Ouachita River Rat, helping, camaraderie, and just a little crazy, too.
Yeah, just really taking ownership. It's going to be great.
And the Big Cheese goes to the rat pack with the largest number of team members who participate.
There we go.
So how do you find out more about this?
So you can find out more information on their website. And you can also, if you register by September 1st, that will guarantee you your spot, guarantee your t-shirt. So definitely get those registrations in.
Anna Catherine, a lot going on the riverfront. It's looking good down there. Lots more plans for developing the Ouachita River.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about how to register for this River Rat Challenge. Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I call? What internet do I go to?
So you can go directly to their website, and you can also find out more information on the West Monroe Parks and Recreation social media pages. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
I need to ask you one other thing. You mentioned parks. Caroli Park, back open,
yes,
right?
It is. We are back open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. It's super exciting to see this back in operation. While it may look different, we're super excited to welcome everyone back to the park. It's been beautiful this summer. Lots of activities, things to get involved in now that we're back after the storm. So we're super duper excited to see Caroli back in operational.
Ouachita River's looking good. Folks, if you're looking for a way to cool off the River Rat Challenge, you can find out more about this and other events by heading to our website, kedm.org.